وقل رب زدني علما.
الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، شر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Inshallah, tonight we continue taking the class from the kitab Manzumatu Usul al-Fiqh wa Qawa'idihi li Shaykh Muhammad bin Salih al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah. So we're not taking the class of tafsir tonight. قال المؤلف رحمه الله تعالى. We're going to start inshallah from Bayt 65. Bayt 65. قال رحمه الله تعالى وكل ما أتى ولم يحدد بالشرع كالحرز فبالعرف حدد وكل ما أتى ولم يحدد بالشرع كالحرز فبالعرف حدد من ذاك صيغات العقود مطلقة ونحوها في قول من قد حقق واجعل كلفظ كل عرف مطرد فشرطنا العرفي كاللفظ يرد وشرط عقد كونه من مالكي وكل ذي ولاية كالمالكي وكل من رضاه غير معتبر كمبرأ فعلمه لا يعتبر وكل دعوى لفساد العقد مع ادعاء صحة لا تجدي وكل ما ينكره الحس منعا سماع دعواه وضده اسمعا بينة ألزم لكل مدع ومنكرا ألزم يمينا تطيع كل أمين يدعي الرد قبل ما لم يكن فيما له حظ حصل وأطلق القبول في دعوى التلف وكل من يقبل قوله حلف أد الأمانة للذي قد أمنك ولا تخن من خان فهو قد هلك وجائز أخذك مال استحق شرعا ولو سرا كضيف فهو حق قد يثبت الشيء لغيره تبع وإن يكن لو استقل لم تنع كحامل إن بيع حملها امتنع ولو تباع حاملا لم يمتنع وكل شرط مفسد للعقد بذكره يفسده بالقصد مثل نكاح قاصد التحليل ومن نوى الطلاق للرحيل لكن من يجهل قصد صاحبه فالعقد غير فاسد من جانبه لأنه لا يعلم الذي أسر فأجري العقد على ما قد ظهر. الشيخ رحمه الله تعالى سأل وكل ما أتى ولم يحدد بالشرع كالحرز فبالعرف حددي فبالعرف حددي وكل ما أتى ولم يحدد بالشرع and everything which comes which is not specified in the شريعة like the حرز then it's specified by the custom. Like the hirz. For instance, in Islam, in order someone to be established the capital punishment of stealing, the condition is from the conditions he has to steal from hirz. From hirz. Hirz means a place which is preserve that thing. And it varies. If it's money, it should be in a, it should be preserved in a, in a, in a iris position. So if someone take money from the street, from the parking, he's not considered Islam stealing. That thing has to be kept, has to be in a specific place for it. Somebody who left his car open, in the market, he left his car out there in the public place, in the street, open, all the doors open. Somebody took something, is not considered stealing. These things, in order to be considered stealing, it has to be kept and preserved in its position. It is money, it is money. Somebody left it and the like. So those things, which the Sharia didn't specify how the hirz is going to be, it was not mentioned in Quran and Sunnah. The ulama, they say, the sheikh is saying here, go back to the custom of the people. If the people consider that this thing was in a specific place, in its position, was not neglected, then this is what's being considered. Then he gave example. He said, "Rahimahullah, min dhaka sighatul uqudi mutlaqa." From that, the ways of contracts, the ways, the statements or the actions to do when making the contracts. For instance, some ulama said, when you selling and buying, you have to use certain words. I sell to you, I accept, and the like, for instance. And some ulama, they said, that's not the issue. That's not what's being considered. What's being considered is, anyway, the people, they feel they had a contract they signed. Any action, any statement which shows. So if I'm selling my stuff, you even don't talk to me. You didn't say even any statement. You just, the money already is written on the book. I'm selling $20. And it's in you. You see it's $20 written. You put the $20 on the table. I see it. I take it. You take the book. It's done. There has to be, because the Sharia didn't mention what words to use in that issue. So it goes back to the urf of the people. Sighatul uqud, the contract. Doesn't have to be used Arabic words. Doesn't have to use certain, no. Because this is not in the Sharia. When you're selling, you're buying, you have to say this statement. Rather, what's in the Sharia is, there has to be acceptance. And that acceptance can be made through a statement, through action. So it goes back to the custom. وَنَحْوُهَا فِي قَوْلِ مَنْ حَقَّقَ. The like of that is anything that the Sharia didn't specify. There is a ruling, but it didn't specify. It goes back to the custom of the people. For instance, Allah commands the husband to provide his wife in a good way. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't mention Quran, the ulama said, and the Prophet didn't mention the Sunnah, how much amount husband should provide with his wife. How many pounds, how many kilogram, how many food, how many clothes, nothing was mentioned. So the rule says, the like of these things, which the Sharia command, and it was not mentioned in a specific way, it goes back to the custom of the people. Whatever people consider, this man, he treats his wife nicely, he obey Allah Azza wa Jal. Whatever the custom, people consider this man, he didn't provide his wife the way he should, he neglected her right, he really make her torture, then this man, he didn't obey Allah Azza wa Jal in that field. And the ulama, they said the hikmah is, because the deen of Allah, deen of Islam, in this position, like the like of these things, is meant people to be in a good condition. And that varies from community to community, from time to time. So if a family who live here in Stone Mountain, what they eat, what they dress, how they live, may be way different. Another Muslim family who live another part of the earth. Maybe when a man has to provide, has to spend in his family in order to be considered someone who did his responsibility, thousands of dollars in some area, in another area maybe enough, 100 rather more. Yes, likewise, some women, they may be from a family, very, very family with economy, with live a certain way. That woman is different than the woman who is not in that. Because what pleases this and make her happy is not like what make her happy, this one. This is the way she is. This is the way the environment is. Because the person shouldn't feel humiliated without reason. If there is shortage, that's different. So the ulama, they say these things goes back to the custom of the people. What people consider. Likewise, traveling. There are rules on the traveler. Shortening the prayer, combining the prayer, breaking the fasting, and the like. With that, Allah didn't mention, subhanahu wa ta'ala, ulama say, Quran and Sunnah, how much is the distance of traveling. So it goes back to the urf, to the custom. What people consider, this is traveling. Whoever goes that position, say, this person, he traveled. That's what's considered Islam traveling. And that, again, varies from environment to environment. So because this is the deen of Allah to all human, there are some things which is goes back with the people. Because people, their life change. And there are some things that doesn't change anything. Because it doesn't, the rule is the same. Like Allah forbid drinking alcohol to everybody. Why? Because whoever drink alcohol from a human being, whether he live at the time of Prophet or he live this time or he live another side, is the same consequence with the same people. Intoxication, not remembering Allah, and the like. Because of that exists, then it's forbidden everywhere. But as for the custom of the people, the food we eat, what pleases this family, is different. So what makes a family very happy in their life may not be make happy in another family because they looked around. Likewise, a man and woman, they make a marriage, contract marriage, but they forgot. Or they even left it intentional to talk about the dowry. Later on, the woman said, give me $10,000 as my dowry. Say, no, $10,000 is too much. You never think about that. How about if I give you $100? Now, big argument. What is the ruling? The Sharia, go back to the custom. What the like of this woman is given as a dowry in that environment. He must accept and she must accept. This is from the... So the Sheikh talked about that issue. He said, مِذَاكَ سِغَاتُ الْعُقُودِ مُطْلَقَ وَنَحْوُهَا فِي قَوْلِ مَنْ قَدْ حَقَّقَ. Then the Sheikh said, وَاجْعَلْ كَلَفْذٍ كُلَّ عُرْفٍ مُطَّرِدْ فَشَرْطُنَا الْعُرْفِيُّ كَلَّفْذِ يَرِدْ. And make the statement or the statement of the urf of the custom, the make the custom of the people like the statement of the people. Because the condition of the urf is like the condition of the statement, which means, imagine in this environment, the taxi drivers, for instance, they use meter or computer to know the distance and how much to judge the customer. In another environment, or maybe in the same environment, there is a type of a distance which is known already. From hotel to the airport, from that city to that city, it's already known. People, everybody knows. $30 fare. They don't use computer. So now, someone give a ride to another one, instead of asking $30, he say, give me $100. I say, what? What $100? This is $30, I should give you $30. This is the way we pay, everybody pays. I never had this first time I've any more than $30. No, this is my choice. I have my own car. It's me who... Now, that will not be accepted from. If you had a different condition, you have referenced, you would have mentioned ahead of time. Other than that, people go by the custom, because this has known custom. So that known custom is exactly like it was said as words. No difference. Al-mashrutu urfan kal-mashruti lafzan. They say as qa'ida. So you don't say you didn't tell me that. I don't need to tell you. Because they ask everybody. The first person you face, ask him. What is the fare from the airport to that city? If that is the custom. Is known. The Sheikh said Mutarid is not a custom of one family, two family. The custom of the whole that area. So you don't use your own custom. Everyone you're dealing with has to use that kind of custom and known. Then it is like statements. Yes, that is if it is urf, if it is custom. If it's not a custom, then that's different. Everyone has his own way. In some country, selling and buying, the price is fixed. You go to the Walmart, everything's price is fixed. It's known. No negotiations. In some environment, no. Every little piece, you have to negotiate. How much? Please, this is more, this is less, this is less. So you don't come to the area where the custom is fixed already. And you started arguing with the people. No, why are you selling this? Why, how, it doesn't cost you that. Why you don't? Leave this argument, akhi. No argument here. If fixed price, this is the way the people follow. And on the other hand, in the other environment, people, they negotiate, don't have a problem. If somebody negotiates, he gets with $10 and you, the same thing, you get $20. This is his stuff, he's selling how much he wants. Whoever he thinks he can get more money, he makes it. It's halal. He didn't cheat. So you say, no, I'm not accepting you sell that to that person. No, I didn't cheat you. This is the market. The price I sell to you is normal. There is a little difference, $1, $2. This is custom too. People don't go after that when the difference is very little. That which goes back to the customer again, another issue. You know, the ulama, they talk about, I remember now, if you miss a pillar in the salah, after you finish, somebody tell you, you only pray 3 rak'ah instead of 4. What should you do? The people of knowledge say it depends how much from the time you make taslim out and the time you know that. If it is close time, just to make that rak'ah and make 2 sujood yourself. If it's long time, you have to make the salah again, all of it. Make it up. How to know how much was? It goes back to the custom of the people. Some people may see 1 minute too much. Some people may see 5 minutes normal. Something, it goes back. Many issues. The Sheikh said, so the custom condition, what people muta'arafuna alayhi, they know one another. This is the way it is. That's the way it should be followed, unless there is exceptional somebody make exception, and he made it clear. But you don't say later on, no, that's not what I want. I'm different than the people. You're not different than the people. This woman, she say, no, I'm not accepting the dowry which is given to her age and her people. No, I'm very special. I need at least $100,000. Yes, you're very special, but that's what you get. What the people, they get. Because you, if special and you want $100,000, yes, you would have mentioned ahead of time. Yes, you could have said that condition up front. Nobody could get close to you except paying that. But you didn't mention it. Now, if the husband gives it to you, that's fine. But if he has problem with that, we go back to the custom. He accepts, you accept. Is this understandable? It goes to many issues in our life. Then the Sheikh said, وَشَرْطُ عَقْدٍ كَوْنُهُ مِنْ مَالِكِ وَكُلُّ ذِي وِلَايَةِ كَالْمَالِكِ. The condition of a contract is to be from the owner. You have to own what you're selling. وَلَا تَبِعْ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ. You're not allowed to sell that which doesn't belong to you. It's a condition in order the transaction to be valid. وكل ذي ولاية كالمالك. And everyone who has guardianship, he's not the owner, but he is a representative of the owner. He has guardianship. He's the one in charge of it. He takes the same ruler as rule of the owner. I was selling my own store, and then I say to Akhi, sell this store for me. I'm going to pray. Based on what I told you to do, if you follow me, you are in my position. It's like me being there. So as for the transactions, there is a condition. That is, what's being sold has to be owned by the seller. The Sheikh mentioned that condition. And there are other conditions. It's just a tanbih. The Sheikh is enlightening. Remember that selling transactions has conditions. One of it is ownership. You have to own. Somebody cannot steal, cannot take by force the property of someone and go to the market and sell it. If I come to know that, I cannot buy it. I can't buy that from you what doesn't belong to you. In some area, people, they selling, they buying something they don't own. And people know, haram. Now you Jews, how you buying a car of somebody, you know him. You know this person he stolen. He took it by force. How you go to the Craigslist and you buy one phone, something you know was taken by force or was stolen, haram. And if that happened, that contract is canceled. It's not considered. لا ينعقد لعدم الملكية, because you don't own it. From that, the condition of sale transaction to be known, something it's not known cannot be sold. Also, this has to be something permissible in Islam to sell it. You cannot sell alcohol. You can't sell pork. It has to be something permissible. Also, this has to be something which benefits the people. Has manfa'a. You cannot sell something which has no manfa'a. You're selling, iyadan billah, idols. No good in it. But there's shar in it. You cannot sell something you own it. It's yours. But you cannot give it. You cannot hand it to the buyer. You cannot. The bird, you have it, fly, went to the sky. You say, Akhi, I'm selling that bird to you. And are you able to bring it back? No, it may not come back. You are not allowed to sell. Akhi, today, at when it was like door time, subhanAllah, I had a problem. You know, my nice car was taken by gangs. The police mentioning they're looking for the somewhere in Nashville, Tennessee. I don't know, will they get, can I sell it to you? No, it's not allowed. This kind of, it's not allowed. How are you selling to me something which is not even in your hand? Yes, you own it as your car, but you are not able to make taslim, to hand it. So it's not allowed. And the like. So those conditions should be, anyone who's selling, anyone who's making business, he has to know the conditions of selling and buying. What can you sell, when you cannot, how you can. Then the Sheikh said, وَكُلُّ مَنْ رِضَاهُ غَيْرُ مُعْتَبَرْ كَمُبْرَئٍ فَعِلْمُهُ لَا يُعْتَبَرْ. And everyone who his acceptance is not considered, his knowledge to the issue is not considered as well. Now, a man divorced his wife the first time. She's in the waiting period. He has a right to return her back. He has right to return her back before the waiting period ends. He can just talk to two brothers. He say, Akhi, I witness you that I return back my wife. It's not a condition that she to knows. It's not a condition. Why not? Because if she knows, she has no word. She has no right to cancel it, to say, no, I'm not accepting it. That's not in her hand. This kind of returning is the right of the man. divorce took place, and she is still in the waiting period, the first one or the after the first talqa or after the second talqa, it is the right of the man to return her back. So automatically she is going to be his wife. So she knowing doesn't change anything from reality. Someone who is selling his product, it's not a condition to let me know. Because this is his. Me knowing, not knowing, when it's property, has nothing to do with. It doesn't increase anything. It doesn't bring anything. It doesn't change the rule. So that person doesn't have to know. Knowing it is, that's another issue. Is it better? That's. But as for the invalidity, yes, it's valid. As the Sheikh Uthaymeen, he gave an example here. He said, رحمه الله تعالى, المبرأ, الرجل الذي عليه الدين أو أي حق كان, إذا قال له طالب, أبرأتك من ديني, من دينك, هنا يبرأ المطلوب من هذا الدين, سواء رضي أم لا يرضى. Someone who owe another one. You borrowed money from someone. He lended you. And then if he says to you, Akhi, I free you from that. You don't have to pay me back. Can you say no? You didn't free me? Yes? Yeah, somebody borrowed money from you. He says to you, Akhi, you remember you owe me $1,000? Yes, I free you from you. You don't have to pay me. Can he say, no, 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 you cannot free me? He can't say, because that's not his property. The owner is the one who freed. Therefore, when he is freeing himself from, it's not a condition that he knows. He can say to someone, Akhi, anything may happen. I witness you that I forgive such person. Is that valid? Yes, it is valid. Or we say, no, he has to know. No, he doesn't have to know. Because even if he knows, that doesn't change anything from the reality. This person, this is his property, he can leave it. For instance, and the like. Then the Shaykh rahimahullah ta'ala said, when person has to be, for instance, a father, he's marrying his daughter to someone. Father is marrying his daughter to his own. He is the wali. Can the brothers of that lady or the uncle of that lady, if the father doesn't let them know, he has the two witnesses, the man who wants to marry his daughter, he married him to her. Can that marriage valid, or the brother has to know? It's valid. Why not? Is it valid without knowing, without letting the brothers know? Because their knowledge changes nothing. That's not their knowing and not knowing, لا يعتبر. Doesn't change anything from the reality, because that's not their job. This is the father's. And the like. So somebody who his knowledge will not change anything from the contract, knowing is not condition for it. Still, the contract is valid. Then the Shaykh rahimahullah ta'ala said, وكل دعوة لفساد العقد مع الدعاء صحة لا تجدي. Every claim of the invalidity of the transaction or the contract while on the other hand the one who make the contract is claiming to be valid, that claim is not considered. Meaning, someone he's selling, he buying a car from some from dealer. He took the car. The contract is done. After days, he come back. The buyer, he claim that, no, you know what? This contract was not right. It was not right. That claim, without a proof, will not be considered. Because how the property of the dealer, the car, is not yours originally. You witnessed that. You saying the car was not originally yours, was owned by that one. And now it's in your hand. And you saying the contract through which you get the car is not valid, that claim will not be accepted. Because otherwise, car wouldn't be in your hand. Meaning originally the contract was sound. Unless you bring a proof, you say, you know, car, when I was taking the car, the car had this big problem. You have to bring a proof. If you don't bring it, the origin is the contract was sound, and you wouldn't buy that car if it had that problem. Why you accepted it? Unless it's proof again that this is a new problem. This problem was existing at the time of selling. Then now, al-bayyina. Other than that, that claim will not be accepted. Tayyib? So no one simply say, no, the contract was not sound. The contract was not right. The contract was right. If the other one, he says, no, the contract was right, the seller, he says, the owner cannot say was not. The buyer cannot say was not. Because if it was not, why you take it? This is not your property. Why is it in your hand? If you had a problem, you would have mentioned. Unless it's you know later on and you have a proof. If you don't have a proof, then the statement is the statement of the seller. Then the sheikh said, وكل ما ينكر الحس منع سماع الدعوى وضده اسمع. Here the sheikh is talking to the judge. And everything, the physical proof is denies. Everything, what is the حس? كل ما ينكره الحس امنع سماع الدعوى وضده اسمع. Yes? Everything, the physical sense, the sense denies, rejected it, even don't listen to that issue. You are a judge. Someone came to you. He mentioned a type of a claim. He tell you someone who is older than him is his son. Okay? He tell you, you know that son, that person, his property, he rejected to give me my property, his property. How you want his property? Because he's my son. And Prophet Sallam said, "Anta wa maluka li abik." And I really need it. How old is he? He said he's 50 year old. How old are you, 45? So he's 50 year old and you're 45 year old. And you are his father? His father. So will you continue listening in this case? No listening. That's what it means here. There are issues the judge shouldn't even pay attention to. They don't listen. They don't waste their time with it. It's not worthy. That's what he means, Sheikh. He says, وَكُلُّ دَعْوَى لِفَسَادِ الْعَقْدِ وَكُلَّ مَا يُنْكِرُ الْحِسُّ مْنَعَ سَمَاعَ دَعْوَاهُ وَدِدَّهُ سْمَعَ. Other than that, the opposite of that, which the sense doesn't deny, doesn't reject, there is a possibility you need to listen. You need to listen, you need to give it time, you need to find out, because somebody is already claiming. So now the claim as a judge which people approach you with, it's two types. Something you know right away has no base. Al-hissu yamna. The sense rejects it. Don't listen to that. Other than that, listen to it. Accept it and listen. Then the Sheikh said, بينة ألزم لكل مدعي ومنكرا ألزم ألزم يمينا تطيعي. دبيتي يرمينس everyone who claim something has to bring proof for his claim. And anyone who deny has to swear by Allah Azza wa Jal when he's asked. For instance, one of you came, he said, Akhi, the imamah you have it is mine. This is a claim. They come, we come to you. He say, Akhi, the imamah that brother has it is my imamah. You're the judge. What do you say? You have to prove it. Bring proof it. You don't write, go after the person, bring the imamah, we put you in jail until we verify it. No. No, this person is al-asl bara'a to dhimma. Everyone, he came, he claimed to people, they put him in a jail. Why you put him in jail? Well, I did it. Somebody complained about it. Then prove it first. Have a proof that I am, there is, some of it has no even base. And they know it. But still they punish this innocent. Then after days they free you. They say, no, we didn't find any problem. Dave, how much you make me lost my job. You really physically, emotionally, everything make me and now you just, where is the justice? Then this rule is based on dhulm, oppression from beginning. Person is free until it's proved the opposite. If there is qara'in, if there are, what's qara'in? Jazakallahu khair. If there are indications, then that's different to verify the issue. But if there is no indication, simply because somebody complained, that person should be asked proof. If he bring proof, he get what he wants. Anything proofing, anything which shows, proof is that this what he claimed is right, will be considered. As long as it is sound proof. He said he doesn't have a proof. He doesn't have a proof. Now, we ask the other person, look, this person, he claimed that the imamah you have in it, the car, it's in your house, is his. We ask him proof. He doesn't have it. Yes, now we want you to swear by the name of Allah that this is your property. That's all you need to do. Nothing else. By the time you swear by the name of Allah, that's yours. Even if this man was the owner, but he couldn't prove it, still we leave you alone until we get a proof and cannot come after you. Because he didn't bring a proof. And what he claimed is the opposite, the origin. He claimed the opposite, the origin. And on the other hand, we are not leaving you. We ask you to swear by the name of Allah. So this is, as the Prophet ﷺ said, لو يعطى الناس بالدعواهم لدعان الناس دماء قوم وأموالهم ولكن البينة على المدعي. If people would have been claim, would have been given what they claim, some people would even would have claimed the blood and the property of the other people. But بينة على المدعي. There has to be proof on the one who claimed. واليمين على من أنكر. And swearing the name by the name of Allah on the one who denied it. Because this is the way. Somebody come, he says, this person, he did this. You are free. Until he come up with a proof. He doesn't bring proof. First of all, it has to be something that we can listen. Is this understandable? It has to be something that even can be listened. It's not something all indication the his, the sense rejects it. It has to be something that can be listened. Then we ask you proof. You don't bring proof. Now we're asking the accuser to swear by the name. He does it, that issue is finished. And this is here, subhanAllah, you find in some environment and some system, نسأل الله السلام والعافية. Anyone can lie to you. Anyone can lie. Say, this one, he oppressed me. He hit me. No proof. No proof. Nothing. Yeah, women saying her husband hit her. No proof. Where he hit. They're not even asking. Right away, put in a jail. Wallahi al-azim. In some cases, when the women see who are lying, when she see her husband being taken by the police, she says to them, I was lying. They don't accept it. They still put him in jail. Remain days there. Where is the just? Yeah, this man originally was supposed to be free without until there is a proof. There is hidden, there is proof. How many people are in a jail with no haqq? Wallah al-musta'an. The Shaykh Rahimullah Ta'ala, Shaykh Uthaymeen said, كل أمين يدعي الرد قبل ما لم يكن فيما له حظ حصل. Every trustee who claimed that he returned what he was trusted with will be accepted his statement. His statement will be accepted. Except ما لم يكن فيما له حظ حصل. If he had an interest in that trust, what it means? You took your car to someone. You say, Akhi, for instance, I'm traveling. Please watch for more car for me. You took your money, you handed it to somebody. Akhi, I want to keep this money for me. After a year, I come back to you. After a month, I will come back to you. You take your goats to someone. You say, Akhi, I'm going to perform Hajj. I'm leaving. Please, that animal should be under your care. For instance, you trusted someone with something for your own interest, not for the person's interest. If that person later on claim he give it back to you, the judge will accept it. Because you trusted this person. So still his trust remains. Because he had no interest in that. It's you who brought it. Unlike فيما له حظ حصل. Unlike if he had interest in it, which means he's the one who borrowed it. He said he's going to use the car this month. Akhi, lend me this month. Or he's the one who let me use your clothes so I can dress it the day of Eid. Or maybe the day of marriage. Al-Muhim. Then this person now, if he claims that he returned, will not be accepted. He has to bring a proof. Otherwise, it is on him. Because he had interest. The way these things ended to his hand was his own interest. But if that wouldn't be, then his claim that he returned will be accepted. Then the Shaykh said, وَأَطْلِقِ الْقَبُولَ فِي دَعْوَ التَّلَفِ. يعني here means he returned. If he say yes, he said وأطلق القبول في دعوة تلف وكل من يقبل قوله حلف. Likewise, also everyone who claimed that what he was trusted with was destroyed by rain, by lightning, by earthquake, by fire, it was stolen. The house was broken down, the money was taken, and he's the one who was trusted with. He didn't claim that he returned to his owner now. He claimed it is gone, it was destroyed. It will be accepted because he's trusty. It will be accepted. وَكُلُّ مَنْ يُقْبَلُ قَوْلُهُ حَلَفْ. And everyone who his statement is being accepted, the trustee now, if he says, you know, the car destroyed, the car was stolen, the money, he has to swear by the name of Allah. He came back, he said, Akhi, where is my goat? I left you to, it die. It die, yes. Okay, swear by the name of Allah then. Here he doesn't say, I'm not swearing by the name. If you don't, you need to bring it. If you are truthful, why you don't swear by the name of Allah? So this is the trustee. Then the Shaykh said, أدي الأمانة للذي قد أمنك ولا تخن من خان فهو قد هلك. Whoever trusts you with something, fulfill the trust. And don't cheat the one who cheats you. Whoever trusts you with something, fulfill what he trusted you with. And don't deceive if he that one deceive you. For instance, you ask someone to keep your $1,000 for you. Akhi, keep this money for me. I don't want to use it. Or I want to travel and I don't want to carry it. Okay. Now, when you come back, he cheat you. He cheat you. He said, he cheat you. He said the money was stolen, for instance. And you're 100% sure it's a lie. One day, his money end up to your hand. Maybe he forget he trusted you with it. You are not allowed to cheat him. You are not allowed to deceive him as he deceive you. Haram. You don't say, since this one he deceived me, I'm going to deceive. The same amount. I'm not taking more. You are not allowed. أدي الأمانة للذي قد أمنك. So if you feel the trust for the one who trusted you. ولا تخون من خانة and don't cheat. Don't deceive the one who deceived you. فقد هلك, is destroyed. Then the Sheikh said, وجائز أخذك مالا استحق شرعا ولو سرا كضيف فهو حق. It is lawful to take wealth which is deserved Islamically according to the Sharia. You can take it even in a hidden way like a guest. This is haq. Now, there is an issue which you can take in a hidden way. For someone who didn't give you your right, he didn't give you your right, but still you can take in a hidden way. This issue is different than the last one. For instance, a guest came to a family, to a house, traveler. He came to those. He see a fire from very far. He said, I need you give me my right as a guest. In Islam, this is a haq. They rejected him. If he, when he wants to go, he find a food behind the house, he can take that food. A woman, a wife, her husband didn't provide her. Or he didn't provide her kids. Because he's so greedy. This man is not normal. She can cheat him. She can take the money without he knowing it. But with a condition, it has to be bil ma'ruf. She can take it without him knowing it. But that has to be that condition. This is her right. The right he marry her. When he marry her, this is the responsibility that he will provide her. The basics of the life. He will provide her kids, his own kids, basics of the life. He's not giving, she can take in a hidden way. This is different than the first one. If you remember, this is a right from Allah Azza wa Jal. And it is known, guest has right on the person, wife has right on her husband. This is known. If people later know that, will they consider you a deceiver? No. If people come to know that such woman, her husband didn't give her the $50, he would have given her a week to shop that week, for instance. He didn't give to her. He says that. And she took that from the table. Later people know that. Will they blame that woman? They will not blame. Because they know this. Unlike when this right is between two people. How they prove that this was yours? If someone deceive you, if you deceive him, and he says to the people, he deceived me, how can you prove that you didn't deceive him, that this was your right? And it caused fitna and open everybody to say he deceived me. But the known things which the Sharia legislate, that the person can take in a hidden way if he's not getting it in the correct way. One of the female companion, actually Abu Sufyan's wife, came to the Prophet, and she said, oh, the Messenger of Allah, Abu Sufyan, he doesn't give it to me and to my children. Means to his children. Prophet said, take for yourself and for your children bil ma'ruf, from him bil ma'ruf. Means without him knowing it. With good. In a good way. Good. So if people later ask it, this woman, she took the money of this man, it was that amount. They say that's good. She didn't even take much. She was really very, that's fine. But you take whole money, whole tax return, la ilaha illallah. Taib, al-muhim. The final bait, insha'Allah. So that's what I mean, وَجَائِزٌ أَخْذُكَ مَالًا وَاسْتُحِقْ شَرْعًا وَلَوْ سِرًّا كَضَيْفٍ فَهُوَ حَقٌّ. قَدْ يَثْبُتُ الشَّيْءُ لِغَيْرِهِ تَبَعْ وَإِنْ يَكُنْ لَوْ إِسْتَقَلَ لَمْ تَنَعْ. كحامل إن بيع حملها امتنع ولو تباع حاملا لم يمتنع. So this is inshallah Saturday, we only finish with this one. The Sheikh said, قد يثبت الشيء لغيره تبع وإن يكون لو استقل لم تنع. There is something that if it is by itself, it's not allowed to, for instance, buy it or to sell it. But it follows, if it follows something else, now it's allowed. The Sheikh gave example. كَحَامِلٍ إِنْ بِيَعَ حَمْلُهَا امْتَنَعَ وَلَوْ تُبَعُ حَامِلًا لَمْ يَمْتَنِعْ. Here you have she camel. You have she camel. Do you call it pregnant? Pregnant. Okay, pregnant she camel. I thought pregnant is only used for a human. Type in some language. Al-Muhim. Pregnant she camel. Someone wants to buy the baby, and it is the stomach. Is it allowed? It's not allowed in Islam. Haram. Why? Because it's not known that baby. It's not known what's he. Is he male or female? Whatever he is he going to be alive or die in the stomach? It's not known. Like a Jew. But if the she camel itself, the mother, is being by, now it can be by with it. Now it can be considered. You know, this she camel has a baby in it. So, if the, without baby, if it's $100, with the baby we can sell it. $120, $110, we can sell it. It follows, because this follows. But by itself, no. Tayyib. The house. Here, this is the building. Only the foundation cannot be sold. But the foundation with the rest can be sold. Because the foundation is not known. The foundation, how far the foundation is not known. But with the building, it can be sold. It follows. And so many examples. Something which it's one by itself cannot be sold. But with something else, it can be sold. وإن يكون لو استقل لم تنع قد يثبت الشيء لغيره تبع وإن يكون لو استقل لم تنع كحامل إن بيع حمله امتنع ولو تباع حاملا لم يمتنع. We're going to add to those four other bait, but we don't have time inshallah, because we plan to finish next two nights inshallah, and then you will have your regular classes. Last question, and it's at the same time first question. You buy the house and you get gold inside. That's a big question, akhi. Another time, insha'Allah. Subhanakallah wa bihamdika la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu.